Yeah, NBA Australia. How you gone? That's right, man. It's NBA Australia. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, and whoever else wants to give me money. And this is weird. It's NBA Australia on a Saturday after 2 days of no NBA Australia because I was in the goddamn air flying all the way back to Australia. And man, so I'm here in Chateau Clemence. There we go. Ballarat, Victoria, in my old fucking childhood studio. This is amazing. And we're making sure you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today. That's right, it's NBA Australia. It's what we do, mate. We're wrapping all the games from the last couple of days. There's all the usual dumbassery. Yeah, nah, it's better than Lonzo Ball, the unpopular opinion. And as we do every day here on NBA Australia, we check on all the Australian players just to see how they're going, mate. We've got our new segment, Outback Takehouse, plus it's Saturday, so we're going to combine the Thursday and Friday segments. So we've got Dickhead of the Week, Where in the World is Jonah Bolden, Kiwi Corner, and a Luke Longley All-Star. Holy crap, it's a lot. And we'll also finish up with a new Diary of Stephen Adams. All right, man, it's NBA Australia. In Australia. Surprise Australia visit. Let's do it. Let's go. It's NBA Australia. Let's go. This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq.
Oh, you better, because this is how we start every episode with the daily whip around. And look, hey, thanks to all the nice messages and everything, I am back in Australia due to a family matter, which sucks. And yeah, look, I didn't make it back in time. My grandfather passed away. It's shit. Gonna miss the old fella. It's tough. Thanks for all the messages from everybody out there who are like, hey man, hopefully it's all good. It wasn't quite, didn't make it in time. But you know, that's the peril of living on the other side of the world from Australia. So it's a bit tough. Gonna miss my grandpa, but it's all right. Thanks to all the people who reached out. That was awesome. Legitimately amazing. I was like horrifyingly touched that NBA Australia people actually give a fuck. And that's awesome. So thank you. So the daily whip around, let's do it. Someone almost as important to me, but not really. Come on, mate. Joel Embiid got his head broke by Markel Fultz. He's out for 2 to 4 weeks. Collided with Fultz going after a loose ball in the Sixers win over the Knicks. And the team announced on Thursday that Embiid is in the concussion protocol and he's going to have surgery to repair an orbital fracture. We're going to have Joel Embiid in the mask. This is going to be awesome. Bring it on. So we'll talk about Joel a little bit later. Cavs coach Ty Lue is planning to rejoin the Cavs when they play the Pelicans today. Only as an observer, though. He'll be watching the game. He won't be coaching. The plan will ease his way back into coaching over the Cavs' last sort of four-game homestand when they get back there later this week. Nice one. And also, we got a bit of another potential NBA Australia news as Australian guard William McDowell White declared for the 2018 NBA draft. How good's this? Look, we've usually got like Ben Simmons, son of Dave. We've got Bruce Bolden's kid, Jonah. Dante Exum, Cecil Exum's kid, Dredrick Irving, you know, former ball players. William McDowell White is Darryl White from the Brisbane Lions' kid. This is awesome. He's a 19-year-old, 6'5" point guard out there shredding in Germany at the moment, having one of the most productive seasons of any international prospect in Europe not named Luka Doncic. He's out there averaging 12.5 points, 6.9 assists, 5.1 rebounds, and 2 steals in 32 minutes a game for Bonax in the Pro A Germany, which is pretty interesting. So he's the number 93 prospect in ESPN's top 100. So he's potentially a second-round pick in this year's draft. Pretty cool. Interesting. So we'll see how he goes. He's declared he can also withdraw his name because he's playing overseas. He basically gets 2 more shots at this. So that's pretty cool. We might have another one. What do you reckon? Jonah Bolden, get some William McDowell White in there. Big Willie, I love it. I'm excited. So there you go. Another potential NBA Australia Aussie to talk about. I love it. All right, let's quickly wrap up some games from the last couple of days. I missed all of these. Basically, I was in the air for 25 fucking hours. So come on. Cut me some slack. The Nets beat the Magic 111-104. Booch! Smash the Nets as always. 24-15. And how about Super Mario? Right there, 23.7 rebounds, 3 assists. And for Brooklyn, I mean, D'Angelo! 16 points, 12 assists for D'Angelo Russell. 16 points and 6 assists for Sweet Baby Carrots. Love you, Sweet Baby. That's some good taking advantage of the Orlando tank machine there, Nets. The Cavs beat the Hornets 118-105 because fuck Dwight Howard. He had 19-10, but, you know, poisoned the team. It's just what he does. Kemba Walker out there, 21-4. Frenchie Batum. Oh, I shall lay on egg. Oh, what do you think of this? 6 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists. Yeah, it's pretty shit, Nick Batum. Meanwhile, LeBron James goes fucking bananas. 41 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, 4 of 8 from 3. Continuing his historical ass-kicking of Nick Batum. If you go back and look at it, he's basically lost to Batum like twice ever. It's awesome. J.R. Smith goes bananas. 8 of 9 for 19 points. The craziest part is it was only like 2 of 3 from 3. How crazy is that, J.R.? The Knicks, they lost to the Sixers, as mentioned at the top. Joel Embiid. Brutal. Fucking Markelle Fultz, man. If he's not fucking up Philly season by just like being a weird motherfucker, he's then fucking throwing his shoulder into Joel Embiid's face and breaking it. Markelle, what the fuck you doing, you dickhead? Get out of his road. Jesus. Looked pretty good in the game today, though, I'd say that much. Knicks 22-8 for Super Cool Bees. How you doing over there, Bees? What do you reckon, mate? Ah, there he is. Going on, Beasley. 17-14 for Enos the Penis Cantor. 18-6 for Trey Burke. 22 points for Manny Moutier. Hey, man, how did Frank Nicotine go? Oh, he only played 24 minutes. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. The Sixers, Dario the Homie. 26 points, 14 rebounds, 5 assists. Jesus. 21.6 rebounds and 5 assists for JJ Redick and Big Ben Simmons. Big Dick Big Simmo! 13 points, 8 rebounds, 10 assists.
Not bloody bad, mate. Not bloody bad.
Good job, Ben. Blazers, they lose to the Grizzlies. Now, what do we say when the Wolves lost to the Grizzlies last week? The fuck are you idiots doing? 108-103, the Grizzlies win this. Now, look, I know that the Blazers are basically locked in the 3 seed and there was no Dame Lillard in this one because he was off having a kid, but Jesus, CJ McCollum is the only one who stepped up. He had 42 points. The Bulls can be a hello, Yusuf Nurkic. 12 points, 8 rebounds. No one else did shit apart from Wade Baldwin, and that motherfucker was out of the goddamn league like 3 months ago. Meanwhile, for the Grizz, speaking of dudes out of the league, Marshawn motherfucking Brooks! First game back in the NBA, 21 minutes, 21 points. Unbelievable, Marshawn Brooks. That's so good, man. 7 of 12 from the field, 5 of 5 from 3. Jesus Christ, when Marshawn Brooks is beating you, the Blazers, look, what do you reckon, Stephen A. Smith?
I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
I just don't know either. That is unbelievable. Marshawn Brooks and Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks had 18. 15 from Chandler. Could I be any hotter? Parsons? Nice one. An amazingly dumb win to the Grizzlies. What the fuck? So weird. Anyway, there you go. Hawks, they lost to the Wolves 126-114 because the Hawks are smarter at tanking than apparently the Grizzlies. What the absolute shit, though. How was this game for Mike Muscala? 24 points. No, fuck you. Karl Anthony Towns. Boot cat. 56 points. What? That's a franchise record. What? 56 fucking points, mate. And 15 rebounds, 4 assists. Not bloody bad, bro. Look, we'll talk about that extensively a little bit later. But the Hawks, look, way to roll over. Good job, Wolves, to smash them. Celtics beat the Jazz 97-94. Jaylen Brown, you superstar. 0.3 seconds left. Bang! He does it. Hits the three.
Wins the bloody game, bro.
Look, had himself a pretty good game, too. 21 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, Jaylen. Jesus, Terry Rose. Didn't do a great one. 13 points on 15 assists. 15 shots, rather. But still, look, just out there filling in for both Kyrie Irving and Marcus Smart, dude. Good job, Terry. Bangers. Big game, though, for the old Kiwi-born Australian from the man from Ariba. Fucking big game. 13 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block. Pretty good. All right, no, 2 blocks. Jason Tatum, 16 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds. And for the Utah Jazz, 11-6-5 for the Jingler. Donovan fucking Mitchell, 22 points on 7 of 20 shooting. Kind of par for course for old Mitchell now, not quite that efficient, but at the same time, hey, he's a rookie. Let it slide. Rubio, 14, 8, and 10. And for the Stafford Tower, 11 rebounds and 2 blocks. How about some 10 points on my croissant for Rudy Gobert. The Clippers, they beat the Suns because that's smart. 111-99, 18-0 run to start the fourth quarter by the Clips. Yep, that'll do it. DJ had 15 rebounds. Punchable Austin Rivers had 18 points, 8 assists. Tobias Harris, though, 27 points. For the Suns, 18-3-5 for Josh Pacey Jackson. 23-3 for Tyler Ulis, whatever. But that's great tanking, mate. Like, that's how you fucking do it. 18-0 runs to the Clips. That's the stuff of tanking legend. I love it. Mavs, they lost to the Lakers 93-103 in the last game on Wednesday. Harrison Barnes had 17. Dennis Smith Jr., 14-8. 5-13 shooting, though. For the Lakers, though, yeah, 20-10 for Julius contract year much, Randall, and 22-7 for Brooke. Oh, fuck, I just realized I'm also in a contract year, Lopez. Lonzo Ball, didn't have a great one. We'll talk about him later. Thursday night, US time, though. Wizards, what are you doing, mates? Losing to the Pistons, 103-92. The fuck you doing, Wizards? The Pistons didn't even have Blake Griffin. You lose to the Pistons without Blake Griffin, you deserve to not make the fucking playoffs. Jesus! Anyway, Blake out with a bone bruise. He's out for another week or two as well. Might end up missing the rest of the season if the Pistons get eliminated from playoff contention, which they probably should. Reggie Jackson, 13 points, 8 assists, 6 of 16 shooting. Hey, here's a question. Reggie Jackson or Dennis Schroeder? Like, who are you less inspired by? Reggie Jackson or Dennis Schroeder? Reggie Jackson. I'm not inspired by that guy. Andre Drummond, 24 points, 23 rebounds. Good job. Andre led the way for the win. Washington, Brad Beal led them with 15 points on 17 shots. Oh, Jesus. 14 for Kelly Oubre and not much anywhere else. Otto, I like to get Blatto. Porter, he left this one with a busted right ankle. Team said it was a sprain. See how he goes. John Wall, though, warmed up. Didn't play in this one, though. So help could be just around the corner for the Wiz. The Heat, they beat the Bulls 103-92. It's just what you got to do, mate. It's just what you got to do. You got to beat the Bulls. The Bulls, they were without, get this, Lowry Markkanen, Zach LaVine. That's a girl's name, Markkanen. Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, Antonio Blakeney, Cristiano Felicio, and Paul Zipsa. Holy shit. Starting Noah Tankapalooza mascot Vonleh. He had 14 points and 13 rebounds, and they lost. That is great tanking, Bulls. Good shit. Robin Lopez got fined $25,000 for talking shit to the refs. He had 13 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 blocks. And 13 and 16 for fighting Bobby Portis. Fighting around the world. Just looking for another fucking Nikola Mirotic's face to rearrange. I love it. On your fighting Bobby Portis. Didn't fight anyone in Miami, though, because, look, you don't want to fight James Johnson. Fucking blood sport over there. Miami 22-5-3 for Josh Richardson, 17-5-5 for Goran the Flog Dragic, and Hassan Whiteside came back for this as well. 8.7 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, and the Heat have almost clinched a playoff spot now too. The Thunder lost to the Spurs thanks to Russell Westbrook, 103-99. Brutal in San Antonio. Rusty, mate, what are you doing? 19 points on 7 of 19 shooting, 0-4 from 3. And took 2 of the last 3s for the Thunder and airballed them both. What the fuck? Talk about that in a second. 11 rebounds, 5 assists as well for Rusty. Paul George, 26 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals. But Melo, just being shit, mate. 9 points. Ugh, not great. Steven Adams, we'll talk about him in Kiwi Corner. Spurs, LaMarcus Aldridge had 25 and 11. And Patty Thrills was the second best for the Spurs. We'll catch up with him in NBA Australia whip around. Manu Ginobili, though, 10 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 steals, now making him the Spurs franchise leader in steals. Now, this is a crucial win for the Spurs because it actually lifts them above the Thunder and back into fourth. Can you believe that? That's fucking amazing. The Spurs were like, we're probably not going to make the playoffs. And then, bang, they're back in fucking fourth. All they need is Kawhi to come back and, like, fucking put the scare of God into everybody. I love it. Be more Spurs. Pacers, they beat the Kings 106-103 in Sacramento. 21 for Bogdan Bogdanovic. He goes up against Bojan Bogdanovic. Amazing. It was a Bojan on Bojan. I love it. Bogdan had 21. Bojan had 25. And that's why the Pacers won. Because the Bojan is better than the Bogdan. Clearly. I love it. Willie Cauley-Stein, 19 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 20 points for Buddy Steph Curry-Hield. And Victor Oladipo led the Pacers to the win with 13 of his 24 points coming in the fourth quarter. Not bloody bad. Pacers, they're now in fifth, just behind the Sixers and the Cavs. Literally like a half game behind the Sixers and I think, one game behind the Cavs. Crazy. And then finally, the Bucks, they beat the Warriors 116-107. This is weird. The coward, Kevin Durant, showing his cowardice by ducking Giannis. Got ejected after 17 minutes, yelling at the refs like a fucking mad dog. Like, fuck you, motherfuckers, and all this shit. He's like me down the fucking pub after a million cans. The coward, Kevin Durant, ducking Giannis onto the Kumpo. Crazy. Draymond Green was back as well, 11-5-6, but the Warriors, man, couldn't do it. Quinn Cook, he had 30 points. No one else did. Shit. How's Quinn Cook, though, averaging 17 points a game in the last 10? Iguodala, though, 20 minutes, 0 points. What the fuck? For the Bucks, Giannis, the aforementioned, kicked the shit out of the coward Kevin Durant. 32 points on 18 shots. 4 rebounds, 5 assists. Not bloody bad, Giannis. The best Greek I've seen since fucking Vince Colissimo. Chris Middleton, he had 23 points. Eric Bledsoe, 20 points, 6 assists. And Jabari Parker, 14-7. Can you say trade value with me? Right there. All right, how about today's games as well? Because we might not get around to the old, the episode tomorrow because it's going to be bloody Easter Sunday, mate. You know, it's just how it goes. What are you going to do? It's a weekend, so we'll be back on Monday. But so we might wrap up a quick one. Philly are kicking the absolute banana shit out of Atlanta right now. 91-63 with 8.5 minutes to go in the fourth. Cleveland Cavaliers are losing to New Orleans, 69-58. The Suns are beating the shit out of the Rockets, 78-62, because Houston are resting everybody, which is funnier than hell. The Nuggets are up 77-64 on the OKC at the moment. Minnesota, they're down to Dallas. Dude, you can't lose that game, 37-43. And Memphis are losing 13-24 to Utah. Chicago beat Orlando, 90-82, which is the dumbest thing you've ever fucking heard. Chicago, what the fuck? Come on, mate, you can't lose that. You can't win that game. That's really dumb. Like, real fucking dumb. Because now you're basically, that's the old double loss. Because if they had have lost that, Orlando would have moved to 23-52. And that would have been the same as the Bulls. The Bulls would have jumped up a spot. Now they're fucking basically 1.5 games behind Orlando with that one game turnaround. So dumb. So anyway, they won 90-82. Orlando, Jesus Christ. Like, come on, mate. You need like a fucking franchise savior and you're doing dumb shit like this. Pretty smart. Well, Chicago, they started Lauri Markkanen. He had 13. Campaign had 11 points and 6 assists. 16 rebounds for Cristiano Felizio, though. Not bloody bad. Sean Kilpatrick out there. 26 minutes. 13 points. 2 of 11 shooting. Ah, love it. 18 points for Aaron Gordon as well. 12 and 14 for Vooch. And yeah, that's some good tanking by Orlando. They're like, nah, fuck it. We'll play Purvis. 23 minutes. What do you reckon? So there you go. We'll wrap up all those games when we get back on Monday. How's it go? So who won the NBA's Trayer Approved Performance of the Night over the last couple of days?
That's a knife.
Oh, it's Big Cat, Carl Anthony Towns. After a night playing the coward Kevin Durant on Fortnite, dude came out and torched the fucking Hawks for 56 points after the coward Kevin Durant was all like, hey, man, you're playing the Hawks. You can stay up. Damn, nailed it too. 56 points. That's a franchise record. And for a franchise that had both Stephen Marbury and Kevin Garnett, that's pretty fucking good, man. 19 of 32 from the field, 6 of 8 from 3, 15 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 block. Fucking hell, mate. That is very, very NBA Strayer approved performance of the night worthy. That is a knife, Carl Anthony Towns. 56 points, 15 rebounds. Holy shit. Nice one. Anyway, who's old mate, no mates?
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no
mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Who's got no mates today? Oh, it's got to be Rusty Westbrook after his two air ball threes in the last 2 minutes versus the Spurs, mate. The best part was he's like, I'm going to bring it up. And everyone's like, he's going to shoot it, isn't he? He airballed it. Fucking hell. Meanwhile, Paul George has got 26 points, absolutely smashing it. And Rusty just looks him off and goes, hey, I got this. And it turns out Rusty didn't have it. Brutal. Still, Rusty, look, I love you, but not smart. You know, for a dude who shoots 28% from three, maybe you shouldn't be taking game-winning threes. Just saying. All right, Tankapalooza 2018, what do you reckon? Oh, here we go. Tankapalooza, here come the tanks. Phoenix 19-57 in pole position at the moment. Memphis and Atlanta are tied in second for 21-54. That's very impressive for Atlanta. Memphis, you got to stop winning these games, you idiots. They were like tied with Phoenix basically the other day for this first spot. Bananas, what are you doing? In fourth, we have Orlando, 22, and now that'd be 53. Dallas, they're 23 and 52. In fifth, sixth, we have Sacramento in 24 and 52. Brooklyn and Chicago are all tied up in seventh. Well, actually, no, Chicago would now be above them in eighth. And the Knicks are in ninth at 27-49. So that's some good Tankapalooza. Oh, also, what do you reckon? We should do this maybe for the, that's not a knife, that's a knife. Carl Anthony Towns, 56 points, 15 rebounds. Unbelievable. Where's it go?
This is going straight to the pool room.
It really is. All right, let's go to Better Than Lonzo Ball for today.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody, including his teammates. This is your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. It is hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. And can you say Kyle Kuzma? That's right. Lonzo's teammate Kyle Kuzma had a fucking night. In their win over Dallas, he had 18 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 7 of 14 from the field, 3 of 10 from 3, was a plus 23 in this game. Lonzo, meanwhile, was only, 3 of 7 from the field, not good, 8 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 of 3 from 3, was a minus 11 for the game. Oh, geez. Thing is, he got a knee contusion, and so he's not playing in tonight's game against the Bucks. It's a rough one, I'll tell you. And so look at the old Lonzo fun stat. He is now 10 for 58 on three-pointers in his last 10 games. Oh, Jesus. Lonzo, not great, mate. Not great. All right, let's quickly check in. Who was our dickhead of the week? What do you reckon?
Dickhead of the week.
Man, it's got to be the coward Kevin Durant, right? Like, he goes on Bill Simmons and is like, oh, man, fuck all those blog boys and, like, how they don't watch basketball. I'm like, fuck off, you dipshit. He's like, oh, 30% of people actually watch the games. Fuck you, you cock. Jesus. Fuck off, KD. I watch more basketball and more games than that prick. Like, he's like, hey, man, I play basketball. Yeah, I watch, like, fucking 5 games a night, you dipshit. How many are you watching? Drinking red wine like a fucking moron. Anyway, so Kevin Durant for going blog boys, basically talking about media in general like a fucking dipshit. Yeah, dickhead of the week. Now, the flip side though, what do you reckon? We gave out one of these last week as well. Could we go ledge of the week though? Just to make it a little bit more positive. The Sacramento Kings will be paying for Stephen Clark's kids to go to school for the rest of their lives and invest in long-term black community development. Good job, Sacramento. That's amazing. I love it. It'd be much better if Stephen Clark hadn't been shot 20 times by police, though. God damn it. So that's an amazing, amazing move by Sacramento. It'd also just be nicer if that dude was still alive. Fucking hell. All right, moving on. Let's get to Yenaz right after these words.
Oi, oi, oi. It's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Manny Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
Yeah, we're back. NBA Australia. It's time for Yeah Nahs, where we take 3 NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Let's do it. Number one, are the Knicks really this dumb? Yeah, nah. Yeah, they really are. Frankie Nicotine only played 24 minutes the other night. Meanwhile, they've got like fucking just everybody else running out there in front of him. What the fuck are you doing, Knicks? Why isn't he starting? Why isn't he just like playing as much as he fucking possibly can? Just to get that developmental time in the NBA, playing up against NBA players. 24 minutes. Dennis Smith Jr. is out there playing like 36 like a mad dog. 24, what the fuck? Knicks, jeez, you're killing me. Number two, should the Hornets trade their franchise player, their leader in points scored, all-around Capitan, the man who they love so much, Kemba Walker, this offseason? Yeah, nah. Yes, of course they fucking should. I mean, where the fuck are you going with him, Hornets? Are you going to bring in some help like Dwight Howard? How did that work out? Yeah, you're not going to make the fucking playoffs. Jesus. Come on, let's do it. Blow it up. Number three. Hey, is Brad Stevens going to win Coach of the Year over Dwayne Casey, bro? Yeah, nah. Nah, he fucking shouldn't. But the thing is, we've all decided this week's not the week that we talk about the Raptors and how they're kicking everybody's ass, even though they've basically wrapped up the number one seed. Isn't it weird how these fucking narratives just take over and like literally 2 weeks ago, we're all like, man, the fucking Raptors are killing everybody. And you know what the Raptors are still doing? Killing everybody. It's just that they've taken the fucking foot off the gas a tiny little bit. Meanwhile, the Celtics, all banged up and shit, just keep winning games. They've won 5 straight. It's like, yeah, I mean, They've won 7 out of the last 10, and so have the Raptors. I don't know why Dwayne Casey was coach of the year like a week and a half ago, and now suddenly Brad Stevens is. That's fucking dumb. All right, let's go. I don't know if that was the unpopular opinion of the day, but it fucking might as well be. Look at me, the unpopular opinion of the day. DeMar DeRozan can still go get fucked though, can't he? Fuck that guy. Fucking Costco Kobe. 30% three-point shooter this year, but I thought he was a completely different player this year. And they were like winning because of it. No, those are just all those shitty ball-tickling articles we got in the, like around All-Star break telling us how he was such a great player because he was shooting threes now. Meanwhile, without his hot stretch from December 16 to January 3, he's shooting 26% from three. Yeah, so fuck off. DeMar DeRozan there for a second. Jesus. Everyone can just chill the fuck out for a second. All right, you ready for Outback Takehouse today? Outback Takehouse. Get some shrimp on your take. More shrimp, more takes at Outback Takehouse. Also, a blooming onion. What the fuck is it? I don't know. It's Outback Takehouse. No Joel Embiid opens things up more for Big Dick Big Simo. Woo! And as a result, Philly can still make the Eastern Conference Finals without Joel Embiid in the first round. Fuck yes! Now that's a take, you know? Ben Simmons gonna ratchet it the fuck up without fucking old Joel Embiid getting his road. I love it. I love it. Now that is a fucking hot, hot, spicy Outback Takehouse. What do you reckon? Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, nah, it's not bad. All right, let's get to the NBA Australian Player Watch right after these words.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Australia, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, man, we're back. It's NBA Australia. It's Australian Player Watch. Ben Simmons, the winner of the Knicks, as mentioned. 13 points, 8 rebounds, 10 assists. Pretty bloody good, mate. Pretty bloody good. Wow, that almost sounded like Michael Caine talking about Ben Simmons. Can you believe it? I can't believe what they did to that boy. Did you see what they did? Michael Caine talking about Ben Simmons. Not bloody bad. And how's Big Simo? 11th triple-double of the year today against the Atlanta Hawks in this what's going to be their win. Big Simo, 13 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists. There is 2.5 minutes still left in the fourth quarter, but up by 13. I reckon Simo's got that one in the bag. What do you think, Michael Caine? I'm not entirely sure, mate, but it's not good. it's a pretty good one. 13 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists. Good job, Ben Simmons, in the win over the Hawks. 11 triple-doubles. I love it. Patty Mills, win over OKC. 14 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 1 steal. 3 of 12 from the field, though, for his 14 points. Brutal. 3 of 3 from 9, though. Not bad. Not bad. 5 turnovers, Patty. Come on, mate. 23 of 72 over his last 13 games from 3. Jinglin' Joe Ingles lost to Boston. He had 11 points. 4 of 12 from the field. Not great. 2 of 7 from 3. 5 assists. 6 rebounds. Not bad, Jingler. Still second in fucking 3-point shooting because that fucking flog Darren Collison is leading it on about a third of the attempts of Joe. Dante Exum in the loss to the Celtics. How did he go? Yeah, not bad, mate. 8 points. 3 of 4 from the field. 1 rebound. 1 assist. 1 block in 9 minutes. 8 points in 9 minutes. Love it, Dante. Dally, still no word back on his recuperation from his ankle. He's hoping he comes back soon. The Bucks need him. Thon. No word. No thon against Golden State Warriors the other night. Same as with the Clips. He had a slight groin strain, so they're holding him out. Big dick Aaron Baines over there. Aaron Bangers. Baines. Win over the Jingler and Dante. He had 13 points, 6 of 8 from the field, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, and 4 fouls. Jeez, brutal. Baines. Loving it. Andrew Bogut, as mentioned, back in Oz at the moment, mate. Hanging out with the family, just like me. Weird. Mango Matthew Yang finished up the Greensboro Swarm, so now he's probably just hanging out with the Hornets in their practice facility, basically as like a sort of a red shirt rookie. And the final part of the Australian Player Watch, is there any news on Kyrie? Nah, he's hoping. So it's Thursday and Friday. What do we usually cover off on NBA Australia? We have Kiwi Corner. And also, where in the world is Jonah Bolden? And also, the Luke Longley All-Stars. So let's do it. First off, Kiwi Corner, Stephen Adams, Brew. Friday in the win over the Miami Heat, 24 points, 12 rebounds, 1 steal, and 1 assist. 24 and 12. And then Sunday in the loss to Portland, 18 points, 10 rebounds. And the loss to San Antonio, we had 10 and 13. Unbelievable, though. Jesus, 14 points, 9 rebounds for the year. Those are his averages, 1 assist and block per game and 1.2 steals. That is awesome. Now, how about where in the world was Jonah Bolden for this week? Son of Bruce out there smashing it in the EuroLeague. Didn't have a great week, though, to be honest. EuroLeague playing for Maccabi Tel Aviv there. In EuroLeague, they lost to Panathinaikos in Israel in a EuroLeague game at home. Now, you know what? They took on the little Greek. The little Greek freak. Tanasi fucking Antetokounmpo! Giannis's little brother. Jonah Bolden had 15, in 15 minutes, he only had 2 points, 2 rebounds, 1 of 5 from the field and 3 fouls though. So not a great game, and Maccabi Tel Aviv lost. Tough stuff. Last Sunday in the Israeli domestic league, they had a win over Aroni Naharia. 13 minutes, 2 of 5 from the field for Jonah for 6 points, 3 rebounds, 1 of 3 from 3. Showing off that range, mate. Showing off that range. And then Thursday, EuroLeague, he went to Basque. Northern Spain, it's its own country now, I believe. Vitoria, Basque, played against Laboro Krutska Baskonia. Not bad pronunciation, I reckon there. 3 points, 8 rebounds, 1 steal, 2 blocks, but they still lost. So there you go, 2 EuroLeague losses and 1 Israeli domestic league win for the week. For Jonah Bolden, love it. All right, Luke Longley, all-star for this week. Who you got? Can I interest you? In the Red Rocket himself, Matt Bonner, the Red Mamba, played his role perfectly for 2 Spurs title teams, 2007-2014. All he had to do in between searching out the best sandwiches in the NBA. He had a sandwich blog, Matt Bonner. It was amazing. Played his role to perfection, though. All he had to do was stretch the floor, rebound a little, and not be shit on defense, and that's exactly what he did for fucking 11 seasons, 10 of them with the Spurs. 2 titles, finished his career shooting 41.4% from 3. And didn't put up giant rebounding numbers, but when he was on the floor, got 10.4% of the available rebounds, total rebounding percentage. Not bloody bad. Didn't play in the 07 finals, but did in 2014 when the Spurs rolled over the LeBron Wade Heat and sent LeBron packing back to Cleveland. I reckon it was all because of the Red Mamba, Red Rocket, Matt Bonner, the Sandwich King. I love it. Nice one, Matt Bonner. All right, let's move on to the Patty Mills Game Day Baller, Game Day Inspiration Board and Game Previews right after... let's say this one.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yes, we're back. NBA Straya. It is time for the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board. What does Patty Mills have to say today? I've got a feeling it's not going to be much. Patty's been a bit slack on the old Twitter of late. It's a bit of a tough one. The baller supreme. It's weird because he actually was like, you know, smashing it with the game day baller game day tweets, and then, you know, they lose to Houston. He's like, all right, maybe I should just fucking chill. Yeah, so that's it. No updates on the Patty Mills game day baller game day inspiration board. The tough one, I'll tell you. And look, so we've actually got some results for today, and we've also got some of the previews for the next couple of days. So let's do it. It's time for game previews. Game previews. For the weekend, whilst in Australia. It's thrown my entire timing off because it's Saturday, but it's Friday night in the USA. Thank you, inadvertent Bane. So, look, the previews were going to be Bulls at Magic, but, well, we know that the Bulls won that, and we know that the Sixers beat the Hawks. And what's happening right now? The Pelicans and Cavs, it's 80-79. The Cavs are up at three-quarter time, mate. Meanwhile, Denver are beating... OKC 92-86 with 10.5 minutes left in the fourth. Pretty good. This is like round the grounds on the old footy when you had to listen to it on the radio. Phoenix are only now up 89-81 on Houston's B team, which is amazing if you ask me. Minnesota, Dallas, 50-46. Dallas are up by 4. Minnesota cannot lose this game if they want to stay in the playoffs. Memphis are losing to Utah, which is smart. Utah are up 44-35 with 4 minutes 47 left in the second. And as mentioned, Chicago beat Orlando 90-82. Coming up today for the rest of the night, we have Milwaukee versus the Lakers and the Clippers versus Portland. Give me, I think, the Lakers without Lonzo. No, Lakers have got no Lonzo, so give me the Bucks. Giannis' only game against the Lakers. He's going to fucking put up a 40-piece. Trust me, it's going to be awesome. And the Clippers at Blazers. This is a fucking crazy game. Clemson are only one game out of eight, and if the Wolves, and they're down, don't forget, to the Mavs right now, if they lose that, holy shit, man, it is back on for the Clippers. Blazers, however, they lose to the Grizz. You want to get back on track pretty quickly. You don't want to do that. So tomorrow, Sunday Australia time, Saturday US time, and then we can talk about all the actual games on Monday. Hopefully we'll preview them before they actually happen. So Sunday, tomorrow, Easter Sunday, we've got Hornets at Wiz, and Jesus Christ, Wiz. Come on, you fuckos. If you lose this, you can end up like in eight, Wizards. So don't fuck it up. Only one game up in the Bucks in eighth at the moment. They could be down to a half game after today if the Bucks end up winning over Los Angeles. So give me, look, I think the Hornets will fucking pop that Wizards fucking, you know, happiness bubble and just the Wiz, tailspin. Here we go. Pistons at Knicks. Oh, shit. Blake out for a week. Knicks could win this one, which would be annoying for Knicks fans. Give me the Pistons, though. The Knicks are just a shit show. Raps at Celtics. Oh, shit. It's the East 1-2. What a fun game that's going to be. Even though Boston have got, like, no one healthy, I think the Raps will win that in Boston just to sort of remind everybody that, yeah, they're the fucking best team in the East. And they actually sort of need to keep a little bit of breathing room between them and the Celtics. Nets at Heat. Oh, snap. Heat will win that. Trying to leapfrog the Wiz. And then finally, Warriors at Kings. Northern California rivalry. Warriors at Kings. Give me the Warriors. They're going to fucking, like, even if Kevin Durant and Draymond sit out, the Warriors G League team could probably still beat the Kings. And you know what? That's it for today. Oh, man. Look, hey, sorry if it's a bit rough and ragged today, but I am doing this in a new spot. Had to clear out of like a weird new desk. I've got a different microphone. It's all a bit strange, but you know, whatever. I'm back in Australia. So this is the NBA Australia, Australian inadvertent shitty, goddamn it, coming back for a funeral tour. I'll be doing all of this week's episodes from here and heading back to America next Friday. So look, we'll try to do all five episodes this week. Get them up, get them scheduled, crush it, have some fun. We'll try to schedule some interviews over here while we can as well. I might get a bit of crossover podcasting with some other dudes that I know. Who knows? It'll be fun. So, look, keep up with us on Facebook and Twitter. It will be everywhere. You know that. You know, hanging out, smashing cans. It's going to get loose. Going to be on the old socials. Fucking killing it, bro. Don't forget to make sure you subscribe to NBA Australia on iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. Chuck us a rating and review while you're at it. Tell a mate. Get them to tell another mate. Just get all your mates knowing what NBA Australia is and listening. It'll be fun as hell. Thanks to From Ozzo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. They're awesome. Their new song, Stop, is an absolute corker. Request them on Triple J, would ya? Extra special thanks to the legends at Green, 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 Iowa, Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. I think there was a Kit song in there as well. Check them all out on NBA, on Bandcamp and Facey and the NBA Australia website. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. Give them a smash. And as mentioned at the top of the show, thanks for all the kind words from everybody. It's a shit reason to come back to Australia, but look, man, you know, get to hang out with some family, friends, smash some cans. It's going to be kind of fun. So thanks heaps. This has been awesome. It's NBA Australia. We're going to finish up with the Diary of Stephen Adams, and we will talk to you on Australian Monday. This is NBA Australia saying, later, Horza!
Oh, Kia ora, bro. How's it going, eh? It's Stephen Adams here, bro. Just popping in from my weekly diary entry, eh? So let's get to it, bro. Dear diary, eh? That's me, Stephen Adams, bro. But you knew that, eh? Because you're my diary, eh, bro? So, anyway, it's been a fun couple of weeks, bro. Mixed them with some bad losses, eh, bro? I've had three straight double-doubles, bro. And my friend, Paul George, he was out there in the media, bro, saying I was all cocky and arrogant, bro. Which is funny, really, because I'm just a playful fella, bro, who likes winding people up, eh? I mean, it's not my fault I've got a bigger duck than Paul, eh, bro? Anyway, so, I also accidentally knocked out my friend Terrence the other day when I headbutted him in May, bro. It was like being home in NZ, bro, playing rugby with my cousin Rongo, bro, and all my brothers and sisters, bro. We'd actually play a full 11-a-side, bro. There were so many of us, eh? But Rongo would always take it too far, bro. This one time, he headbutted every single one of my sisters, bro. And then after the game, they beat him up and tied him to a railway crossing, bro. But he was naked, eh? So it was funny as, especially when the cops came and put Rongo in jail for indecent exposure, bro. Pretty funny, eh, Rongo? It was funny as, bro. Anyway, so we lost to the Spurs the other day, bro, because my other friend, Little Russ, took a couple of three-pointers there, Brew, that were air balls, Brew. Like, I made a joke afterwards about how I could have done the same thing, Brew. And I came in the next day, we all had a laugh, eh? And someone had taken a Bori in my locker, Brew. It's not cool, Brew. Not cool, eh? So I took a dump in Little Russell's shoes and blamed it on my other friend, Terrence, Brew. Funny as, eh? It's okay, though. I'm making a pavlova to make everyone happy, Brew. Because they all love my new pavlova recipe, Brew. Like, my friend Mullo, he was like, hey, Stephen, Brew, this new pavlova recipe is delicious, Brew. And I'm all like, oh, sweet as, Brew. Thanks, eh, Brew. So here's hoping we'll get some wins soon, Brew. Because I don't want Little Russ taking Boris in my locker again, Brew. But okay, that's it for this week, Diary. I'll write to you again next week, eh, Brew? Cheer, Brew. Love, Stephen Adams, Brew.